Today, the federal government released the latest national survey on drug use among teens, and it finds that about 6.5% of high school seniors smoke pot daily. That's a number that is slowly increasing. And about one-third of seniors, say they have smoked pot in the last year. Kerry Goldberg, by the way, that means senior citizens.
No, high school
seniors.
We're talking
about high school seniors. Okay,
yes.
Just to be clear. Uh-huh. The study also raises questions about medical marijuana in the states that have legalized it. Large numbers of teens say they obtain recreational pot from someone with a prescription. And for more on this, as you just heard, we've got Kerry Goldberg in the studio. She's a health reporter at our home station, WBUR. Kerry, tell us more about the survey and what it found.
Okay, so this survey comes out every year. It has since the 1970s. It's a survey of more than 40,000 high school students, and it gauges what they're doing in terms of their vices, alcohol, drugs, cigarette use. And by the way, there's fantastic news on tobacco. For the first time, the percentage of kids who smoked cigarettes in the last month had fallen below 10%. Hmm. So by some measures, there's more pot than cigarettes, actually, at this point. Yeah, but here are the medical pot numbers. That among 12th graders who smoke pot and live in one of the states with legal medical marijuana, that's the 20 states that have passed laws recently, 34% say that one source of supply for them is someone else's pot prescription. Hmm. And more than 6% say they have their own prescription.
And it, of course, raises the question of whether these kids would be smoking anyway or whether they're just getting pot because of their friend's prescription.
Right. Like, granddad, can I have your glaucoma pot?
Right.
So we know that in states that have passed medical marijuana laws, that the youth already smoke more pot there than elsewhere. Hmm. But the big question is, does pot use among teens go up after a state passes a medical marijuana law? So I put that question to Gil Kerlikowske. He's the former police chief of Seattle, and he's now what's known as the American drug czar.
I wouldn't want to go that far because we're not saying this is a causal effect, but the correlation is clear that youth use is higher in those states that have medicalized marijuana. And then when you add in the information about where do you obtain it, and you obtain it from a person who does have a medical marijuana card. In my old job as a police chief, I'd call that a clue.
Hmm. Now, mm-hmm. Kerry, the survey also found that an increasing number of teens do not think that smoking pot is harmful. So then the question becomes, do they think that because marijuana is being legalized, at least medical marijuana, that maybe it's more accepted and therefore not dangerous?
Right. So 60% of high school seniors in this survey did not think smoking pot regularly was harmful. And it does seem like there's this tension between recasting marijuana as medicine, but then also understanding that it can also cause harms. For example, federal officials emphasize it's not good for the developing teen brain.
Hmm. Mm-hmm. What are the pot advocates saying about all of this?
Well, I spoke with Matthew Allen. He's the executive director of the Massachusetts Patient Advocacy Alliance, which advocated for the medical marijuana law here in Massachusetts, which we passed last year. And he says that this study looks at general trends, but that state-to-state studies have found that there's not a causation, that passing a medical marijuana law does not boost teen pot use. And he also says there are ways to head off this sort of diversion of medical marijuana to teens. Here's what he says we've done in Massachusetts.
We developed a new felony. So right now, possession of an ounce of marijuana in Mass is decriminalized. But if someone uses the medical marijuana system for distribution, they're looking at a felony, including up to 5 years in prison.
Now, as we know, the Obama administration is not crazy. In fact, it's against any sort of legalization, right? So, and it also opposes medical marijuana laws as well.
And there'll be a lot to follow on this because there are some new states being added, or at least one state, Colorado, coming into the legalized marijuana world coming January 1st.
That's right.
This is Here and Now. Kerry, thanks.
You're welcome, Jeremy.